what you give attention to, what you honor, that becomes the primary focus of your life now. On the periphery of your life, yes, there is still past. You remember what you did last year, 10 years ago. There is still future in the realm of practicality. You can still embark on new projects, learn new things, even make money perhaps. But not because you are seeking your self-fulfillment through that, simply because it happens through you and it'll be an expression of the unconditioned consciousness. It is not a passive state, the state of surrender. This could be a misperception. The state of surrender has a very dynamic quality to it also. And this is very important. The action that arises out of the state of surrender is enormously empowered. It is intelligent action. It is not action that seeks some future result for completion. It arises out of a state of joyous aliveness. And that is infinitely more effective than action, and which is still normal in human life. Most of human action arises out of dissatisfaction, out of fear, and out of desire, all to do with the egoic condition. And that can look powerful on the surface. You could create a huge business empire out of the state of great dissatisfaction, not feeling enough, not feeling that others give you enough recognition. Your sense of self needs that, and you're out of that dissatisfaction, even anger with the world. I'm going to show them I can make it, I can get there. And then 30, 40 years later, you've built up a huge empire, corporation. And you'll be very unhappy. And the body will be very unhappy. And the thousands of people that are working in it are unhappy. Perhaps they're all making money, but they're stressed, diseased, through stress, continuous infighting and intrigue, and until finally you die in a state of dissatisfaction. And the seemingly solid structures that are created by that those egoic entities, which is most of the world, are not that solid either. Many of them are going to crumble as the old consciousness gives way to the new consciousness, the free, the liberated consciousness on this planet. The transformation of human consciousness on this planet, which is now a necessity, not a luxury anymore, for humanity to survive, the planet to survive. God doesn't mind whether the human form survives or not. Wherever there is non-resistance, wherever there is transparency, the divine moves through. It doesn't ask, are you worthy? Are you good enough? Have you accumulated enough credits? It sometimes moves to the seemingly most unworthy forms, because that unworthy form had created so much suffering for itself that something self-destructed and surrender happened. And then it can move, the divine can move through the criminal.